The American Cancer Society released its new guidelines on breast cancer screening yesterday. It included a dramatic reduction in mammograms. For KERA, I headed to UT Southwestern to get the details. For months now, there's been debate in the medical community about mammograms. When to start getting them? How often? How effective are they even? Dr. Phil Evans runs the Center for Breast Care at UT Southwestern. He also used to be the president of the American Cancer Society.
The guidelines state that every woman who's of average risk for developing breast cancer should begin screening at age 45 and have annual screening between the ages of 45 and 54.
In the Society's last opinion on mammograms back in 2003, it recommended screenings for all women over 40. So why the change? Dr. Evans says the organization examined when cancers become more prevalent in the population, and it also looked at the downsides of mammograms.
Well, this is the first time that the American Cancer Society has taken a really hard look at the so-called harms of screening.
Sometimes mammograms can create what are called false positives.
A false positive is when cancer is suspected and the biopsy or procedure that's done turns out to be not cancer.
On average, 10% of women who get mammograms will be asked to come back for more testing. And then of that, 5% will have cancer. So, yes, that's a lot of anxiety. And on the other hand, Dr. Evans points to an explanation he hears a lot.
Most women that I see would rather be safe than sorry. And that's the one that we see the most. And my mindset is to find cancers early.
There were several other changes in what the Cancer Society suggests. Women over 55 should now be screened every other year, and it stopped recommending clinical breast exams during screenings. Kat Chow, KERA News.